How close are you to putting paying passengers into space?
Well, I think the answer is we're getting quite close now. We have vehicles that are flying now. It's based on technology that has already sent people to space using the Spaceship One series of vehicles. And, you know, we're hoping to go to space next year. So I think the answer is we're getting quite close.
Next year. So that means you've got people lined up and the vehicle has gone through some testing process. So you're feeling quite confident at this point.
Yeah, we're not all the way there yet. We're not all the way through our development program. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in a development program, whether it'll take a little bit longer or not. But things are looking good. We've got 440 people who've signed up. Most of those folks have put down the full deposit, the full price of our ticket, which is $200,000. So we have a lot of people who have put a lot of confidence into Galactic that we're going to take them into space.
And describe, if you could, both what that spaceport looks like, and for people who haven't seen Spaceship One and the way that it launches, should they be thinking of something along the lines of the space shuttle?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer is not really, but sort of. We have an air-launched architecture, which means basically we have two vehicles. One is an airplane. It's sort of a weird-looking airplane, but it's an airplane, and then we have a spaceship. And what we do is we hook the spaceship under the airplane, and the airplane takes off just like any other airplane from a runway and circles up to about 50,000 feet where it releases the spaceship. And it's only there that the spaceship activates its rocket motor and sort of points upwards. So that's for safety reasons. We think that using airplane technologies for the first 50,000 feet adds a lot of safety margin to our design. And then both vehicles basically land at the same runway. So I guess, you know, just to describe the spaceport, it's pretty simple. It's got a long runway just like any other runway. And then it's got a beautiful new terminal hangar facility, which we'll be using for training our astronauts and you know, storing our vehicles. And then it's got a bunch of sort of space kind of infrastructure, fuel tanks and the like.
So the idea there being that it's cheaper to launch from dropping from an airplane and then blasting off for the last part of the journey than building a big rocket stage that has to take off from the ground like NASA currently has been doing with the shuttle.
Yeah, it is cheaper, but it's also, we think, safer because, you know, we have 100 years of history with aviation technologies, and it's extremely reliable and predictable. And so we basically use aviation technologies for the first 50,000 feet up and the last 50,000 feet down, and we think that is an important safety differentiator for us.
Now, you're committed to this Spaceport America in New Mexico. You've signed a 20-year lease to operate out of the spaceport, and I think a lot of listeners in Florida are scratching their heads at the idea of a spaceport out there because so much of the U.S. space program has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center. So why are you there and not here?
Well, I mean, the short answer is I think, twofold. And before I say those two things, I want to say something, which is the facilities in Florida are fantastic, and I think Florida is going to have a bright future overall with these new companies that are going to be operating. There are going to be a bunch of them that will be operating from KSC and other spaceports. I believe there are a few others down there in Florida that are in planning. But the reason we're operating from the state of New Mexico is twofold. One is that they said they'd build a $200 million spaceport. Not exclusively for us, but we're the anchor tenant. And so we got to essentially design with them really a custom-built a spaceport, which was a fantastic opportunity for the company and I think for the state for economic growth. The other reason is that New Mexico has terrific weather, 330 days of sunshine every year. It's at about 4,500 feet elevation, so we're almost a mile closer to space. And we're adjacent to the White Sands Missile Range, so we have essentially unrestricted or protected airspace from ground all the way up to space, and so we don't have to worry as much about basically overpassing commercial aviation, which could interrupt a high rate of flight ops.